This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Have you guys heard this? Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. I'm one of those that do. I dare. I am wearing it now. I got a nice little box that came in the other day. Plus, I got a bunch of stickers. I'm wearing every sticker I got right now. They're all over the place. I don't know how bad everybody wants me to describe it. But joining me again from Pipe Hitters Union, with a very unique perspective in things going on in the world today, is Lincoln Osiris. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, Bill. How are you?
I'm dressed. I'm a sharp dressed man now. My shooting partner, my SWAT partner, I've already taken him a Spikes tactical hat. So we're beginning to get it out there, which I know it's already out there, but hey, you know, this is what I do. So anyway.
Pardon that.
So Pipe Hitters Union is in Austin, Texas.
Right.
Where it's been sort of dangerous to get something from FedEx or USPS or UPS or any of those other things. What do you think? What are you thinking about that?
Well, as you just stated, I live in Austin. PHU is headquartered in Austin. And over the last almost 3 weeks, the atmosphere here has been different. You know, everybody says, keep Austin weird. You know, we're the place to be. It's cool. It's relaxed. Everybody is, you know, very just chill. But over the last 3 weeks, it's been very tense and anxious here. It's been definitely different than it has ever been before. And I've heard numerous people state over the last, you know, few weeks that the world is on fire. Things are crazy. You know, things are just completely different. Even so that the Austin American Statesman, which is our biggest newspaper here in Austin, has gone on the record and said, you know, that bombings make the hyper-aware the new normal in the Austin area. Now, I don't think hyper-aware is really the right word to have, that they should have used really to make things like, you know, crazy and uncomfortable. Probably should have been a better, you know, term. To state hyper-aware, I think that means that you are actually elevating your level of awareness, and that's probably, I don't think most people are very aware in the first place, but, you know, that's a different argument. But things have been so crazy here in Austin over the last few weeks that there's been more than 1,500 reports of suspicious packages because of all these bombings.
Sure.
One of these in particular happened to be a lunchbox. It was a police report. Hey, there's a suspicious lunchbox, and it turned out to be a lunchbox left by a kid. And the only reason I state that is to just show the magnitude of crazy that's going on. The number of deliveries that have reduced drastically in all of Austin, takeout food, Amazon, just everything like that, has been reduced. People are afraid to have a box land on their doorstep.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, after a terrorist attack, everybody wants everything to get back to normal. And normally it does because the attention span is so short. But this sort of reminds me of what was happening in D.C. when they had the Beltway sniper out there.
Bingo. Absolutely. People were afraid to get in their cars. They were afraid to do their normal routine.
Yep.
Now, I would like to say luckily for us, but there was no luck involved. I want to give a big shout out to all the local, state, and federal law enforcement officers that brought this thing to a close this morning. They tracked this guy down. He happened to be on the move when they caught up to him. He went for a run in his vehicle. They boxed him in, and rather than being taken alive, the guy went hot and took his own life with an explosive device. And I say, good riddance, you sorry piece of trash. Now, the bad thing that's come from this is, well, there have been 2 deaths and 5 people injured in this 2.5-week period.
Right.
Now, there is also a silver lining. And the silver lining is that, you know, people have come together. Communities and neighborhoods have organized. They've set up better communications. They've created email lists. And parents have created call lists for their kids and their neighborhoods. And this is all great. And I want to give these people, like, you know, kudos for doing it. But on the other hand, I kind of want to say WTF. This stuff should have been done a week ago, a month ago, a year
should've
ago.
Or ongoing.
How
should
about
be ongoing.
When you moved
yeah.
into the neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the thing about it is that you, with your background, and me with my less of a background than yours, but nonetheless, we both have similar backgrounds, we can come in there and roll in there and say, you know, anything can happen in front of you at any time, and it's not going to be convenient. And we know that is a fact, but they don't. They have to learn. It's not something we can teach. It's something they have to learn, which means somebody's got to bleed along the way.
Right. And you know what? You just stated that I've got a background. And you're absolutely right. I've got a very unique background.
Sure.
And that equates to I have a very different sense of situational awareness than most people. And I can't blame the average Joe for not having the same type of situational awareness that I do. You know, we have very different backgrounds. I probably have better SA than 99% of Americans. But, you know, military or not, unique background or not, and I wouldn't even say most military people have the same type of situational awareness that I do. I've had, you know, millions of dollars of, you know, specialized training to develop the type of skills that I've got. But military or not, unique background or not, it all still applies.
Sure.
Now, I tell people all the time, it's not impossible to be switched on 100% of the time, but it is exhausting. It is extremely exhausting to be switched on all the time. The best way for me to explain this to you is, like, let's say we've got a 4 or 5 hour mission.
We got about 2 minutes, by the way, in this segment. So if
Roger that. So let's say that we go on a 4 or 5 hour mission. When by the time you're done, you are exhausted. You're looking at potential threats up and down the road. You're watching your sector. You're looking close. You're looking far. Packages on the side of the road. People on rooftops. Vehicles moving by. You're constantly scanning, assessing, calling out threats, scanning, assessing, calling out threats. And it is exhausting. So for a normal person to be switched on all the time, like I said, it's not impossible, but you've got to do the cost-benefit analysis every day. You know, and every situation is different. How is it applied in everyday life? You know, a public event versus home with the family, international airport versus the public library. You've got to really assess every day differently and adjust accordingly.
It's definitely, I think probably the difference between a military background and law enforcement background to a civilian is the going from 0 to 60 is just faster.
True.
When you have that mindset. But, I mean, that's something that has to, despite it being faster with us, it still can mean the difference between life and death for regular people who've never had to deal with that. Which is, there's nothing wrong with that, but this is a very
Absolutely
different
not.
World. There's nothing.
Absolutely not. It's just that people come from 2 different places.
Sure they do. Now, like I said, I got my box of pipe hitter stuff. Let me explain to you about the pipe hitter concept. The pipe hitter concept is not dependent upon your background. It's dependent upon your mindset. It's dependent upon your heart. If you're going to defend somebody that is weaker than you, you are a pipe hitter. If you're going to take care of you first, if you have that sense of self-reliability, you are a pipe hitter. You should be wearing what I'm wearing, what he makes, what everybody around is wearing now. This is an attitude that you can wear. Check them out at pipehitters.com. My guest this hour is Lincoln Osiris. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. GTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms. This is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Lincoln Osiris. He is the man at Pipe Hitters Union. Let me ask you a question. For somebody like you, who, you know, has looked at the world as sort of a an operational playground, if you will. I don't mean to say that facetiously. When people like you go out to play, well, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad, changing the terrain and stuff like that. For somebody like you to be looking out in, you know, in the middle of civilian land and seeing this kind of thing happen. What did that do to you?
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. I look at this probably just like you do, probably like most of your listeners do. I look at any bad situation, like what's happened over the last, you know, 2.5-3 weeks here in Austin, and I see nothing but personal responsibility. It's one of those few topics that I harp on, personal responsibility. Now, we all, I don't say we all, many of us, most of us, definitely you and your listeners, we, you know, respect and appreciate law enforcement and what they do for us, but I'm not going to put my fate in their hands. So when I see these issues, you know, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm an owner and an operator of a company. And what does that equate to? It equates to lots of responsibilities. And one of those responsibilities is the personal safety and security of myself and my family. Especially in a time like this, the law enforcement could not, they just could not be everywhere to take care of this. Packages were showing up randomly here and there. You know, I had a talk with the individuals that ran run my children's school to make sure that they knew what to do in case a strange package showed up at their school. I took it as my responsibility. Now, Phil, I'm sure you'll probably get this right out of the gate, but you know, people often say that I'm intense or I'm abrasive or I'm outspoken. And guilty. I'm absolutely probably very intense, abrasive, and outspoken.
Well, no, you're conditioned. I mean, one of the first things I learned when I was in basic training so many years ago was if I could bloody my nose when they yelled grenade, I would probably survive. So
right.
That meant when they yelled grenade, I didn't have time to go, what, where, what, are you kidding? What, you're kidding me, right? I didn't have time to do that. I had to go. You know, feet to the blast and face down. And if I could knock some blood out of my nose, I was getting down quick enough. And that kind of unconditional reaction is foreign to most people who've never had to do it.
True. Very true. And I'm also conditioned against just BS in general. You know, I think a lot of people like us, like most of your listeners, we're all, you know, we're typically mostly alpha. You know, we're not dealing with the BS. It's just not who we are.
Right.
You know, I hate social gatherings. My wife says I don't have a filter. She's constantly asking me to hold back my personality until people get to know me. If I'm meeting new people or she's taking me into like some kind of like social gathering at all, she's like, all right, Lincoln, if your normal is 100, I need you to bring it down to 50 until these people get to know you. In fact, I've actually lost friends over it, but I'm okay with that. And I will take ownership of that because I'm going to take personal responsibility for the safety and security of myself and my family. And I constantly, in situations like this, I think that we've got to take a cold, hard, honest look at reality and make an assessment and then take responsibility for that situation and move forward. I'm not going to put that responsibility on anyone else. Not only do I not want to put it on them, I don't want to give that responsibility up. It is my responsibility. Now, Bill, I don't consider myself a prepper. I don't. But I always carry a sidearm, always. I keep a long gun and a med bag in every vehicle that I own. I keep important contact information on speed dial, all of it. Emergency rooms, local emergency rooms, law enforcement. Anything that you might deem important, I've got it on speed dial.
Right.
Now, this might go above and beyond what most people do, but I keep the geo-coordinate, MGRS, most people don't even know what that is, the military grid reference system, and the closest street address for every medevac location in my general area. Now, yeah, that sounds a little bit crazy. Should I stumble upon a motor vehicle accident and need to call in a bird? Okay, I could do that, but guess what? That's not always the case. Let's say that one of my children is bit by a rattlesnake. I'm not calling an ambulance. I'm damn sure not going to put them in my car and rush them to the closest emergency room. We don't really live that close to an emergency room. I'm calling in a bird. Now, I say it all the time, personal responsibility. You've got to be prepared. And something else, it's kind of a famous quote. I should probably trademark it. One of your listeners will probably do it tomorrow. But hopes and dreams aren't bringing you home. You've got to be prepared. You've got to be prepared.
You need to make that shirt.
Right?
You need to make that shirt, or maybe turn it into a pair of pants and, I don't know, run it up the backside or something. That's where most people would read something like that. They would catch that one. That would impress upon them. But, see, here's the thing about personal responsibility. It is, all you need to do is look at how many known permits we have for people carrying concealed weapons. Now, for somebody like me and you, it's a given. And I'll go so far as to say that before there were concealed carry permits, I was carrying concealed anyway.
Right.
And that's because I was willing to run that risk. But now that I'm able to be legitimate...
Another quote that I throw out all the time is, it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Yeah, well, I would rather... I'd rather be the one they're sticking in the back of the car.
Right.
Not the back of the hearse.
If that's what it takes to keep your family alive, absolutely.
So, personal responsibility for a lot of these people is, unfortunately, calling 911, which is fine.
Absolutely.
But now you
I'm not betting my fate on that.
No. But I mean, when you call 911, you may as well start the stopwatch because you're going to be looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think, 11 minutes for them to respond to what's going on. And that's going to seem like a long time. 11 minutes is a very long time when you're just taking damage. And what about Pipefitters Union? How has it affected Pipefitters Union, what's been going on out there?
You know, it didn't really affect us too much in the big picture.
Right.
We received tons of packages daily, tons of packages. So we sorted packages outside of our warehouses when they showed up. We've actually got a couple of – we get returns, exchanges and returns all the time. And those show up in very weird packages. We actually just had one show up a couple of days ago in a Rockford Fosgate box, which is speaker box, which was very weird and odd. Now, we did not run a dog up and down and check for bombs that way. But we require that customers send in requests to do exchanges and returns. So we actually did a visual inspection without touching any of these boxes out on the in the parking lot before bringing them into the warehouse to make sure that everything lined up and made sense. And as long as it made sense, cool. And we didn't have anything that was questionable, thank goodness. But had there been something that was questionable, at that point we would have called the law enforcement officers and had them bring. Actually, I probably would have called a couple buddies and had them bring dogs in.
You hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back. We are coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio.
Through the night.
My guest this hour is Lincoln Osiris, and from Pipe Hitters Union. And I need to put this out real quick, Lincoln, because I mentioned this in the last segment. I'm real well and tired of social media. I know what happened yesterday with Spike's Tactical. I know what's happened with you and Spike's Tactical when you had the Not Today Antifa, when you were simply standing up and saying what you believed in. And the other day, I got a care package from Pipe Hitters Union, and I got 10 of these Pipe Hitters Not Today Antifa prints. So, for the next 10 people that buy $50 worth of stuff in parts, rather whether it's stuff apparel from Pipe Hitters or parts or anything from Spike's Tactical, whether it's something that's $50 or a whole rifle, whatever it is, send me proof of the purchase, and I'll send you one of these posters. And you can look at what has been my philosophy since this whole Antifa nonsense messed up. And take Antifa, and you can substitute leftists, you can substitute tyrants, you can substitute anything you want for it. And just the main thing to remember is not today.
That's right. Not today.
I will pass this on to you. You can stick this on your wall, in your man cave, in the beauty parlor, wherever you want it to be. $50, email me, Bill at Lock and Load Radio, and I'll get them out to you. Last time I did this, I got rid of two. It took me this long to get them shipped, though, Lincoln. Anyway. All right. Now, we've been talking about personal responsibility now for everybody. Has a learning, you know, a learning curve and everything. For me and you, it's easy to figure out the personal responsibility. We take things down to a certain level. We're not working in mobile operations under urban terrain or anything, so we take it down a little bit. But to really employ personal responsibility takes a little bit of know-how, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Bill, can I tell you a story?
Certainly.
All right, I'll try to push this story quickly, because I know we're always on a time crunch. This hour goes by so fast, and I wish that I could stay on for 2 or 3 hours and just keep talking with you. But I'm going to tell you a story about personal responsibility. It's been a few years now. I was in Iraq doing high threat protection, and this specific mission, I was doing in advance, which we didn't have an executive or a VIP or a dignitary with us. We were advancing another team that was going to bring this individual to a very important meeting. So we took off early, earlier than they would have departed. Now, on the way to this location, you know, the sun was up. It was early in the morning. It was no different than any other day. Now, as we pushed west into the city, we rolled upon a checkpoint that wasn't on our map. It wasn't, you know, the Iraqi said that, you know, didn't say that it should have been there. So immediately, you know, the spidey senses went up and the hair on the back of my neck stood up. Well, as a team leader, it's my job to deal with it. So we pull up. They try to, you know, my lead driver tries to get us through. My TC, he's trying to get us through. It's not happening. So I dismount the vehicle and I move forward to the checkpoint. And immediately at that moment, I move forward with my interpreter. And at that moment, I knew things weren't right. I see the traffic. There's an individual in plain clothes across the street, across about a 15-foot median, stop traffic on the other side of the road. And in that moment, I thought, all right, this is a signature right now for a V-bid, like a bomb going off. They're setting us up for a bomb to go off. All right, what's going on? I look around, all the guns, there's Iraqi military, there's Iraqi police, there's plain clothes guys with guns. And things aren't quite right. I knew things weren't right. And they're pushing us, not wanting to let us through. Now, we've got diplomatic papers that say we can go anywhere and do anything for the most part. And they weren't accepting those, and it turned into an issue. And about that time, my interpreter leaned over and whispered in my ear, this is not a legitimate checkpoint. There are people here in uniforms that should not be here. And I knew in that moment things were not good. They started putting hands on us, started trying to take us. And I'm giving orders over my team radio, telling everybody, stay in the vehicles. Do not get out of the vehicles. You know, I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to de-escalate, like we're getting out of here. Now, guys are coming over the radio asking me, you know, can I do this? And I'm just telling everybody, stand down. I got this. And I didn't know if I had it or not, but the last thing I wanted to do was things to pop off, because that was going to be my day to die. Now, things definitely got heated. And I went over the radio and I called back to the embassy and I said, look, I need your help and I need your help right now. I need you to put little birds in the air, get them here as fast as you can. And I want them to be loud and low and fast. And at the time, we could not bring little birds. Little birds were grounded. All air for the embassy was grounded. So they could not put any birds in the air. And I said, look, we're about to go hot. I'm coming over my team radio and telling everybody, pick out primary, secondary, tertiary targets. When things go hot, you're going to need to end this quickly. And I'm praying things don't go hot because it was going to be my day to die. So people want to get out of the vehicles. I'm telling them to stay in the vehicles. It was one of those days. Now, thank goodness the embassy launched people without permission. Got those little birds to me. And those little birds, it was one of the coolest sights that you could ever see. Those little birds were up at 90-degree angle, up on their side, spinning in circles right above us, low and fast. And I could see the whites of the eyes of the door gunners that were standing on the skids, damn near horizontal, leaning out with saws pointed at these guys. And they let us go. They just told us, get back in your vehicles and go. Now, rather than proceeding on to the meeting, we turned around and we RTB, returned to base. Now, that could have been the day that I died. And I've got many days that I probably should be dead. I'm definitely on borrowed time. But the whole point of me telling you this story, Bill, it was about being prepared for the worst, because hopes and dreams don't bring you home. So every person on my team are the best of the best. Those guys I love with all my heart. And it was them taking the personal responsibility to be prepared for anything. Even though we moved out that gate that day and it was a beautiful day and it was any day just like any other, but we were ready for the worst. And that's what brings you home. Personal responsibility and being prepared.
Yeah, I'll tell you something about what I think about you and the whole borrowed time concept, young fellow, when we come into from the next break. I find that's an outstanding story.
It's a tough story to tell, Bill, to be honest, because it brings back some serious emotion.
Well, that's because when you get to that heightened state and everything, and I'm, you know, this is one of those things where I don't really know how to describe it. I've come close, and nothing like that. But when you come to that point and you start doing all those things and start going off on that checklist and everything, and then something does come together the way you needed it to come together, that's sort of like revving up to take off down a drag race, you know, down a drag strip, and then just having to power it back down and just, you know, go back to the garage. And that's wearing on a man, isn't it? It wears on your soul to go that way. And at the same time, I think it sort of speaks sort of highly of you and your team that you managed to do that, and both you've come back and you're doing things in the civilian world. And, you know, they may think you're a little abrasive, but they just don't know, do they?
No, they just don't know.
They just don't know. They just can't possibly fathom what's coming on. But anyway, we're coming up on the next break. And, you know, Pipe Hitters Union, go buy the stuff. If you want to stick something in the eye of social media, if you want to stick, you know, this is not convention. This is a throwback. This is where the greatest generation came from that volunteered by the tens of millions to go fight in World War II. This is pipe hitters. This is what makes them, well, it embodies what we are. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. I found out something the other day because I was asking Lincoln. I was saying, I don't want you to tell me the details. I had him on the show last night. I told him, I don't want to know the details because I want it to be a surprise. But he's building me a gun, and I found out today it's a Pipe Hitters Union version of the gun.
That's awesome.
Which is just about the best of both worlds for me. And, and I will run that thing until it comes apart. Or maybe I'll come apart. I don't know. Now, as far as your borrow time thing, let me explain something to you. This is just my philosophy, okay? You can share it or not. I don't know. 3 years ago, I had the heart attack that kills you. I had the one with the primary vessel that everybody has, the classic Widowmaker, the LAD. Mine was complete blockage. And then I had a blockage in a ventricle, which is bad. That's really bad. And I watched my vital signs plunge, and I watched on the monitors, I watched me die. And then they did the deed. The guys were my nurses and my doctors were special operations all their own. They went in there and found what they had to do, and then when they started flipping switches, well, my lungs wouldn't come back. So they figured out what to do. They didn't know what to do, but they figured out what to do. And they left me down. Normally you're down for 16 hours. I was down for a good work week. I was down for 56 hours. And I survived, and I came back. And I've been going along and everything, and I met you and Earl, right? I met you and Earl at SHOT Show, and when you and I and Earl met, I had pneumonia for the 31st time again. And it turns out that I have had asthma for the last 30-some-odd years, and this Friday, I was moving to my next heart attack before we caught it.
Holy moly.
But we did catch it. And I mean, just treating asthma is all it took. But I was already beginning the fluid buildup and the losing vascularity, and I was having trouble breathing and all these other things just from sitting somewhere. And
that's crazy.
It is crazy, but at the same time, once again, I survive. And I don't look at me. I don't look at what happened to you, and I don't look at what happened to me in these instances, which are two different kinds of things. But I wasn't going to just let it happen. Just like you weren't just going to let it happen. You were prepared to give everybody a really, really bad day and to exhale your last breath taking them with you. And I was prepared to just not stop breathing. And this is just about us having something, stuff we got to do. I don't know what drives us. I don't know why it drives us and everything else. But I don't think you're on borrowed time. I think you're on your time. I think that you did everything. And that's the height of military preparation. You've got to prepare for every contingency. You pray for peace and you prepare for war. And I mean, just hell on earth. And I think that's what you did. And I think it's great. It's a great story that you told. And at the same time, I never would have had any doubt that you and your team would have persevered. And I'm pretty sure that anybody that was around you really close, they would have been, you know, they would have been getting the 72 virgins pretty quick.
And I'm down with that. I'm good with that.
So,
Bill, it's tough. It's really tough. Like, I don't think, I know survivor's guilt is real. I don't think I have survivor's guilt, but I, of all the friends that I started off with as a young kid, a teenager, when I joined up,
sure,
there are only three of us left. And of the three of us, the other two guys aren't doing so well. You know, one of them is addicted to pain pills and sleeping pills and drinks too much. He was a Navy SEAL, saw a lot of combat, just didn't cope very well. I've been shot. I've been blown up. I've had my skull fractured. I have been through the ringer. And I've had so many friends not come home that were much better men than I. And it's tough, and I hate it. And that's why I feel like I'm on borrowed time, because the time that I have, I feel like I owe it to my friends that didn't come home. I have done.
Yeah, but at any given time, are you ready to lay your life down for them?
Absolutely, in a heartbeat.
Right, and they were the same with you.
And I know that they would have done, you know, they all would have done the same for me, but it doesn't really make it any easier to just accept that. You know, I know they went out, you know, like a warrior. They've all gone out like warriors, and they've done, and I'll always be proud, and I'll always remember them. But now I've kind of just switched gears. It's like I've shifted fire, and now I do my absolute best to be as successful as possible. I do the best I can for me and my family.
Sure.
But I've started so many trust funds for kids. I've got put away so much money for the children of my friends that didn't come home. You might not know this about me. There's a quick one. I don't know how much time we've got left, but
4 minutes.
A few years back, I was in Iraq at the embassy in Baghdad, and I suckered a bunch of friends of mine into, well, pretty much tons and tons of people into sponsoring me for a treadathon. I was going to tread water, and I wanted them to donate money. And everybody's like, well, how long could this guy really tread water? Like, you know, I'll donate $100 an hour. I'll do $1,000 an hour. Well, those fools didn't realize I was going to tread water for 24 hours. Once I had been in the water for 5 or 6 hours, people started coming from all around Baghdad because they just couldn't believe it. And I started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and at about 2 or 3 in the morning the next day, they wanted to pull me out because I was like on the edge of hypothermia. But I was like, dude, you're not pulling me out till I'm like, I can't speak. And I pushed till 8 a.m. the next day, and they pulled me out. And by the time I was done, I had raised $30,000 for one of my buddies, little girls. And I wanted to send her to college. And that's why I strive to be so successful now, because I just feel like I owe it to the friends of mine that didn't come home.
Well, I mean, on the other level too, you know, you've done your time with the physical combat, and you and Kit both know, everybody around you guys know, you know about the ideological combat we're in now. And it is a lot easier to go out there and wage successful physical combat than it is ideological combat. It takes a special kind of stamina that most people don't have. They just don't have the attention span to get out there.
So speaking of stamina, do you not feel like you need to give more since your heart attack? That it's like, you know, your time is even more important now than it was before, because of your heart attack.
Well, here's what it is with that. I went somewhere that I really liked for a very short period of time. So now I'm not afraid to go there. The only thing that I'm afraid of is going there before it's my time to go. So whenever that comes, I will face it and I will embrace it. But until that moment comes, I want every 60 seconds I want to be living. So
right.
I want to be doing something. I want to be executing something. So I see what you're doing and I see what you're saying. All I would tell you is that, you know, you fight on. You're not out there. You didn't open up. You're doing something completely different. You're taking on an ideological fight that most people don't want to do. And it's for that reason. I mean, that's one of the reasons you stepped up with me. That's one of the reasons you stepped up with that ad campaign. This is one of the reasons you do all the things that you do. And this is certainly not something to you continue fighting. And that's admirable. Most people don't want to play that. Most people don't want to go that way. I love it. I love it. And I'll keep doing it as long as I can talk. And I'll be doing, my goal now is to be the saltiest 60-year-old you know, which that'll be in a few years.
You know, you might, I mean, I know you realize that people have got to tell you all the time, but what you do is so important. It is so important. You're bringing, with all this, you know, mainstream media, lamestream media, disinformation, you are bringing the real information, accurate information, unbiased information,
sure,
straight to your listeners. And you know, I don't mean this in a weird or condescending kind of way, but I'm proud of you, what you do. It's something special.
Well, a man should be measured in a lot of ways by the company he keeps, Lincoln. So, before we run out of time, pipehittersunion.com. You'll be hearing about the special I'm going to do. Get out there, wear the attitude, display the attitude. We need your help. Thank you for joining me, sir. All right.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. I've still got some blasts on my inhaler. Never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.